I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late night jokes. Today's theme, new rules for dads. How did you spend your Father's Day? If you're anything like Jimmy Fallon, you binge-watched sports and drank a few beers. But Stephen Colbert's suggestions were a tad more elaborate. Find out what song lyrics have to do with his rules that may make next year's holiday even more special. Our favorite weekend jokes in today's Punchlines.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. Actually, this Sunday is Father's Day. It's also Game 7 of the NBA Finals. It's also the final round of the U.S. Open and a new episode of Game of Thrones. Kids were like, we're going to spend the whole day bringing you beers, aren't we? And you go, yeah, that's right.
Fathers are the ultimate authority figures. Mothers are the ultimate authorities, but fathers definitely the authority figures. And fathers, like me, like to think that their word is absolute. Like a lot of other authoritarians through history, such as Genghis Khan, or Benito Mussolini, or Harry Styles. These ruthless leaders have but two things in common: absolute authority and a big furry hat. Any proclamations I make about fatherhood whilst wearing this hat are now and forever law. Let us begin. As of this Father's Day, any child whose cell phone is on the family plan must answer the phone when their family calls them. Hereforth, whatever words Dad sings along with the song on the radio are now the words to that song.
And this is nice to know that Mark Zuckerberg is celebrating his first Father's Day this Sunday, marking the one dad who's actually excited to get a boring sweatshirt and a mouse pad. He's like...
Any child that takes the batteries out of the remote control is now the remote control. All children shall either stop growing up so fast or allow their dad to hug them in public. If a child brings a friend over for dinner, the dad may address that friend as Katie because that was the name of the other child brought over one time. If you are watching a movie with your father and a sex scene comes on, no one may speak of it or make eye contact for 3 days. The hat has spoken!
And this is sweet. I saw in a video for Father's Day, the children of NFL players Drew Brees and Antonio Brown list a bunch of things they like about their dads. You see that?
Yeah.
Cute. It was cute, yeah. Well, Tom Brady's kids just complained about him deflating their bounce house.
And you go,
that's,
what?
That's not...
What?
That, there's no proof. There's no proof that that happened. There's no proof.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.